Good afternoon, this is the Art of Jazz, I'm Ken Wiley. Last week I stopped with Lawrence Lucey, L-U-C-I-E, guitarist, from the bands that he played in. And for your enjoyment today, I'm starting with Jimmy Lunceford, L-U-N-C-E-F-O-R-D, director, sometimes flute player, of immensely popular big band during the swing era. Actually, the band recorded, I believe, if I remember correctly, for Columbia as early as 1927, and pretty much held membership for a long time until, same membership until 1947, when Lunceford died at Seaside, the resort on the Oregon coast that year. Two from 1934, Breakfast Ball, written by Harold Arlen Ted Kohler, and Remember When by Will Hudson and Eddie Lange. Here is Jimmy Lunceford and his orchestra. Thank you.
trumpet call. Harlem's riding high at the breakfast ball. Striding hidey high at the breakfast ball. Oh, the rhythm is hot and the coffee is nice. But you're on the spot. Oh, you'll find Mr. Satan always in the corner waiting to a hidey high and a trumpet call. Harlem's riding high. Oh, raising hatey hatey's at the breakfast ball.
Lunsford and his orchestra, 1934 for Victor Records. Breakfast Ball, written by Harold Arlen, Ted Kohler, arranged by Cy Oliver, who also sang. And Eddie Tompkins, trumpet playing, Willie Smith, alto saxophone, Tommy Stevenson, trumpet work, Russell Bowles, trombone, Willie Smith, again on clarinet. Then Remember When, written by bandleader Will Hudson, lyric by Eddie DeLange, arranged by the band pianist Edwin Wilcox. And Henry Wells, one of the trombone players in the band, sang it for you, lovely, with a beautiful guitar obbligato by Al Norris behind Henry Wells singing and Oliver's fine trumpet work as well. Jimmy Lunsford, March 1934. In September of 1934, for Decca Records, Willie Smith was asked to do an arrangement of Ellington's Sophisticated Lady, and this is just gorgeous. He plays the clarinet solo as well as doing the arranging. Edwin Wilcox does some piano work. Sophisticated Lady. Thank you. Jimmy Lunsford, a couple of places. 1934, September for Decca. Sophisticated Lady, written by Duke Ellington, arranged for the band by Willie Smith, who played the clarinet throughout. And a gorgeous unison saxophone section work in there. I mean, Willie Smith was in the saxophone section, and he wrote for them in such a loving way of the music. Breathtaking. And then a Cy Oliver hit, and for some time the theme of Jimmy Lunsford's band, 1937, Four Dancers Only. Smith played the alto, and Paul Webster, star trumpet player with the band at the end there. Two of them, Sophisticated Lady and For Dancers Only. It's nice they titled it that, or Oliver did, because dancers made these bands. And I've interviewed hundreds of people who are non-musicians who I just want to talk with, get their voice on tape a little bit about what the music means to them and what instruments they like and what bands. And do they dance? And if they do, which bands? And Lunsford's band was the one. They just said it was something else. Well, that is. Now let's jump with Lunsford to 1939 and introduce to you Billy Moore, who did some compositions and arrangements for the band at this time. We will hear two. Belgian Stomp, and You Can Fool Some of the People Some of the Time. Thank you.
of the people some of the time. Cause you're so clever at deceiving that it's easy to believe in you. You can fool some of the people all of the time. Although you're never on the level, you're a fascinating devil, it's true. But some of these days you're gonna get such an awful surprise. You'll meet someone who won't let you pull the wool over their eyes. Cause you can't fool all of the people all of the time. Cause you'll be sorry in the end and you won't have a friend. Oh, sorry in the end, won't have a friend, 1999.
Billy Moore arrangements and one composition by him for Jimmy Lunsford. 1939. Belgian Stomp by Moore. Al Norris' beautiful guitar intro. That was very unusual for the time to start a band with the guitar only. Tommy Young's trombone solo. Gerald Wilson, to be a very important composer and arranger, playing the trumpet solo. Joe Thomas, tenor saxophone, and Paul Webster, trumpet. And You Can Fool Some of the People Some of the Time, written by Leonard Feather. Arranged by Billy Moore with a vocal by trombonist Trummy Young. Edward Inge came in about this time, 1939, and did this. It's called Think of Me, Little Mama. Jimmy Lunsford Band and an Eddie Inge arrangement of Think of Me, Little Mama. Vocalist Trummy Young and trombone soloist Willie Smith on alto. I'd like to end the chapter on Jimmy Lunsford with one from 1939, one from 40. Both arranged for the band by Eddie Durham, who had spent much of his time and would continue to arranging for Count Basie, and did these two for Jimmy Lunsford.
Thank you.
Jimmy Lunsford, excuse me, Jimmy Lunsford, 1939-1940, two arrangements for the band by Eddie Durham. Lunsford Special, written by Lunsford. And Snooky Young's trumpet, Willie Smith's alto, Trummy Young's trombone, Joe Thomas's tenor saxophone. And Paul Webster and his high note trumpet. Then from 1940, Eddie Durham original composition and arrangement, It's Time to Jump and Shout. Joe Thomas tenor, Snooky Young trumpet, Willie Smith alto. And some work by Jimmy Crawford there on the drums. And I want to mention the rhythm section because the importance of the rhythm section is the pulse of the band. And important to mention. Edwin Wilcox on piano, Al Norris guitar, Moses Allen string bass, Jimmy Crawford on drums, and for most of the 20 years of that band, that was the rhythm section, Jimmy Lunsford. Now from Lunsford to Joe Lutcher and his jump band in 1947. I've talked about jump bands. They're an interesting arrangement of things because they came out of the situation of the big band era when there were clubs where the big bands couldn't fit. So small bands went in there, and it became obvious in short order that they also had to have a little bit of a dance floor. You know, not everyone's there being real cool and nodding their head and thinking they know what's going on. What they want to do is get up and boogie. So the small bands came about, and the jump comes from, of course, the physical action of the dancers. And Louis Jordan, I'm sure, is one of the best examples of that coming out of the 1930s. Influenced a lot of people. Rhythm and blues influences and going on into rock. Joe Lutcher's jump band, Joe Sings, plays the alto. I'll tell you who else is there, and here they are from 1947.
Young man, about 30 years ago. When I was a young man, about 30 years ago, I met my Lucy Lindy, but her good times made me let her go. Well, I wanted to get married, but was scared deep down to my heart. Yes, I wanted to get married, but was scared deep down to my heart. Well, I'll never marry a woman who always wants to part. Was a good gal, but lazy as could be. If she wanted to eat what I brought home, she had to work with me. Now I'm an old man, and I'm on my last go round. She was sweet 16 then, but I knew what she was putting down. Lindy, my Lindy. Lindy, Lindy, what you putting down? Lindy, my Lindy. Lindy, Lindy, what you putting down? Don't be mean to me, baby, and leave me in misery. It's great to be fine, fine as wine, but don't let being fine make you lose your mind. Oh, baby, baby, how fine can you be? Well, you'd better stick to me, pretty baby, 'cause you'll soon be hitting 53. Then nobody'll want you, not even me.
Joe Lutcher and his alto saxophone and his vocals and his jump band. Los Angeles for Capitol Records, 1947. Lucy Lindy Boogie. How fine can you be? And finally, Sauterne Special. The first two by Lutcher and the last one by Bill Ellis, who was playing tenor saxophone in the band. Soloed for you. Carl George's wonderful trumpet work throughout. Joe Lutcher. How important the music was in the dancing, which I was talking about before Joe Lutcher came on, and the interviews that I've done with just citizens, you know, who used to listen, buy records, play them, go out and dance. And one gentleman, I'll never forget this, who lived in New York City and danced pretty much every Friday and Saturday night from 1935 till the war got going and he had to go in. But I asked him, well, what did all this mean to you? What was the importance of the music and the dancing? And he said it made everything else a little easier. You know, and I've thought about that a lot, and I hope you people out there listening, have something that make it a little bit easier. That's right. Now, Joe Lutcher is followed by Nellie Lutcher, also 1947 in Chicago. Her piano, her voice, Hurley Ramey guitar, Truck Parham string bass, and Earl Hines' great drummer, Alvin Burroughs.
Big kiss, good night. And while I hold you tight, say a little prayer for me. And when you go to bed, to rest your weary head, say a little prayer for me. There's joy in living when you are near. You're so forgiving, you banish all my sorrow. I'll never go astray if only you would see just a little
show, he's got to score. Yes, he has. My new papa's got to have everything. dressed like bojangles and Fred Astaire.
Lutcher at the piano and singing for you, her band Chicago, December 1947. Say a little prayer for me, and my new papa's got to have everything. Hurley Ramey, guitar. Truck Parham, string bass. And Alvin Burroughs, brushing the drums beautifully. If you want to hear him with Earl Hines, go get some records of the Grand Terrace Ballroom Orchestra of Earl Hines in the 1930s. Most of it with the sticks and just swinging. There, with brushes, with Nellie Lutcher. As I said, for Capitol Records, Chicago, 1947. Now, from Nellie Lutcher, let's go to Claude Luther and his orchestra, Paris, 1947. Luther plays the clarinet and loved the great bands and the great musicians from this country. We will hear Just Gone by Joe Oliver, known as King, Graveyard Dream Blues by Ida Cox, Pimlico, written by Luther. there's a couple of things about this. It's a famous London ale, and call me if you know if it's still being made. I don't know. And way, way, way back, it was an Elizabethan resort in England. And then, finally, W.C. Handy's Careless Love Blues, 1947, in Paris, Claude Luther, his clarinet, and his orchestra. Claude Luther from Paris, his orchestra and his clarinet for Swing, 78 records. Just Gone by Joe Oliver, Graveyard Dream Blues by Ida Cox, Pimlico by Luther, Careless Love Blues by W.C. Handy. On cornet, Pierre Merlin, Mowgli Jospin on trombone, Luther clarinet, Christian Azie on piano, Claude Philippe banjo, and Michel Picou on drums. 1947, Paris for Swing, Claude Luther. Let me turn the page on my notes. From Claude Luther now to Abe Lyman, L-Y-M-A-N, his sharps and flats, his drumming in his band. He was a composer, arranger, drummer. 1928 for Brunswick.
Thank you.
Abe Lyman, his drums and his sharps and flats, May 1928 for Brunswick. Composition by Lyman called Weary Weasel, actually based on Tiger Rag, and you can hear the trombonist trying to make a sound like a tiger. I tried that once. A woman that lives upstairs came down, knocked on the door, and said, "Did you hear that?" I tried to protect myself. I said, "No." She said, "Don't worry. Don't worry at all. I've called a plumber." And then Sand by Lindsay MacPhail. All right, standard stuff for the time. Beautifully played. Horace Smith, Fred Ferguson, trumpets. Orlando Martin, trombone. Zip Keys on clarinet and tenor. That's not a pseudonym. Al Newman, piano. Teddy Powell, to be a band leader, playing guitar and banjo. Jake Garcia on the bass. And Abe Lyman on the drums. Now moving up to November 1928, the band's in Chicago, and Abe Lyman calls his band his California Orchestra. Okay, moving up. And still playing the drums in the same band I just said, except we have a vocalist and two compositions by Jimmy McHugh, lyric by Dorothy Fields from Lou Leslie's Blackbirds, a musical of the time. I Can't Give You Anything But Love, and Baby, the vocalist, Phil Neely.
Still losing all my will, sentimental things fill my mind. Gee, when she kisses me, I'll agree they're far from refined. I pray that touch of her can't get too much of her, that sweet, sweet baby of mine.
Snap of the drum. Abe Lyman and his California Orchestra, Lyman doing the drumming in Chicago, November 1928 for Brunswick. Two from Lou Leslie's review called Blackbirds. Two compositions, music by Jimmy McHugh, lyric by Dorothy Fields, and singing by Phil Neely. I Can't Give You Anything But Love and Baby. From Abe Lyman, moving along in the alphabet, to Jimmy Lytell, L-Y-T-E-L-L, 1928 for Perfect Records. He plays the clarinet and on piano, Frank Signorelli. Clarinetist Jimmy Lytell and his friend Frank Signorelli on the piano, and Sweet Emma Lina. Clarence Williams and Andy Brazaff and Jack Palmer wrote that, and the record company was Perfect, June 1928. 16 years later, 1944, Lytle was asked by Leslie Beacon, who was forming one of those small record companies like Dial and Blue Note and so on and so forth, which he called Beacon. He asked Jimmy Lytle to put together a band and record something. So Lytle did. He got Russ Case to play trumpet, Will Bradley, band leader as well, to play trombone. Lytle played the clarinet. Frank Signorelli, he remembered and brought him along to play piano. Carmen Mastrin, guitar. Haig Stevens, string bass. Chauncey Morehouse on the drums. And he invited his friend Savannah Churchill to do some singing for you.
Thank you. wanna cry. I may not help you, but maybe I can try.
Jimmy Lytell, his clarinet, and his All-Star 7 with vocalist Savannah Churchill. 1944 for Beacon Records. Two-Faced Man by Leslie Beacon and Erskine Butterfield. And Tell Me Your Blues by Irene Higginbotham. Russ Case was playing the trumpet, Will Bradley trombone, Lytell clarinet, Frank Signorelli piano, Carmen Mastering guitar, Haig Stevens string bass, Chauncey Morehouse on the drums. All right, let's see. Let's get in the time machine and go to 1949 and go to London. Humphrey Lyttelton and his band, his trumpet, Keith Christie's trombone, Ian Christie, his brother, and Wally Fox, clarinets, George Webb piano, Buddy Wallace, either banjo or guitar, John Wright string bass, Bernard Seward on the drums. Humphrey Lyttelton, 1949. Humphrey Littleton and his band and his trumpet, London, November 1949 for Parlophone Records. Maple Leaf Rag by Scott Joplin. Memphis Blues by W.C. Handy. Irish Black Bottom by Percy Venable and Louis Armstrong. Now, Humphrey Littleton in 1950, March of that year in London, also for Parlophone. The band changes only in that Bernard Steward, the drummer, gets up and lets George Hopkinson come in. We will hear Snake Rag by Joe Oliver and Littleton's own Hop Frog.
Thank you.
Humphrey Littleton and his band. That's right. In London, 1950, Joe Oliver's Snake Rag and Humphrey Littleton's Hop Frog. 1950 for Parlophone Records. The band, Littleton trumpet, Keith Christie trombone, Ian Christie clarinet, Wally Fox clarinet, George Webb piano, Buddy Wallace banjo guitar, John Wright string bass, and George Hopkinson playing the drums. Let me get that. Get my notes all straight here. Okay, push a button. Move things along. Oh, electricity. What would you do if electricity went away? Oh, wouldn't that be something? You could still read a book with a candle. Remember that when you were in school about Lincoln? Lincoln reading a book by the firelight. I used to wonder, what was he reading? Nobody ever said that. It was always, you know, like, it's great, he's reading by firelight. Oh, could be some rag sheet from the time, who knows. From Humphrey Littleton now to Harold Mayburn. Piano with Art Farmer and Benny Golson Jazz Tet, 1962 for Mercury Records. Harold Mayburn with Art Farmer and Benny Golson.
Thank you.
Harold Mayburn at the piano in Art Farmer, Benny Golson Jazz Tet, 1962 for Mercury Records. They played for you Tonk by Ray Bryant, Rue Prevail by Art Farmer, Richie's Dilemma by Mayburn. The band, Art Farmer on flugelhorn, Gretchen Moncour III on trombone, Benny Golson tenor saxophone, Mayburn on piano, Herbie Lewis string bass, Roy McCurdy playing the drums. From Mayburn now, in alphabetical order, to Bachito and his orchestra and his percussion. A composition by trumpet star Mario Baza, an arrangement by him called Tanga. The saxophone soloist is Flip Phillips. The person who put this together is Norman Granz for Mercury Label and what he called the jazz scene. Bachito, right here, right now. Machito and his orchestra and his percussion, 1949 for Mercury Records, a composition called Tanga, written and arranged for the band by Mario Baza, the lead trumpet player, and the saxophone soloist Flip Phillips. Now, Chicago, 1926, and Baby Mac, M-A-C-K, for OK Records, with her, Louis Armstrong cornet, Richard M. Jones piano.
You don't treat me like you did in the see what kind of man he can be. I bought him a car. I thought he would be satisfied. He blacked my eye when I asked him for a ride. But he made me love him. I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to do it. All night long I sigh and cry for him. And it's a sin. Now I ain't jealous, but I love my man. Here's one thing I can't understand. So tell me someone, tell me for a fact, what kind of man is that?
Baby May Mack singing for you from 1926 in Chicago for OK Records. Two compositions by the piano player there, Richard M. Jones. You Gotta Go Home on Time and What Kind of Man Is That? With her on cornet, Louis Armstrong. Baby May Mack, Chicago, 1926. Now, Cecil McBee, M-C-B-E-E. String bass player with Gracia Moncour III, his trombone and his band, 1964 for Blue Note, Wayne Shorter tenor saxophone, Moncour III trombone, Herbie Hancock piano, Cecil McBee bass, and Tony Williams on the drums.
Thank you.
Cecil McBee on the string bass as a member of the Gratian Moncourt the Third Quintet, 1964, for Blue Note Records. Moncourt's own composition, Gnostic, G-N-O-S-T-I-C. Wayne Shorter playing the tenor saxophone, Moncourt the Third the trombone, Herbie Hancock the piano, Cecil McBee the bass, and Tony Williams. Tony Williams playing drums.
¶¶
never gave my love to you. And through my lonely heart demanding it, Cupid took a hand in it. I hadn't any love.
Call singing for you, 1948 for Discovery Records. I Hadn't Anyone Till You by Ray Noble, You're Mine You by Johnny Green and Eddie Heyman, who brought you, among others, Body and Soul. Gerald Wilson, trumpet, Murray McEachern on trombone, Marshall Royal on alto and clarinet, Harry Klee on flute and tenor, Harry Schumann, tenor and baritone saxophone, Tommy Todd, piano, Jack Marshall, guitar, Ernie Shepherd, string bass, and Lester's brother, Lee Young, playing the drums. Now, from 1950, for Roost Records, Marianne McCall will do The Sky is Crying by Carter Herrick, and What Can I Say, Dear, After I Say I'm Sorry by Abe Lyman and Walter Donaldson, with her Red Rodney, trumpet, Earl Swope, trombone, Al Cohn, tenor saxophone, Jerry Mulligan, baritone saxophone, Al Haig, piano, Curly Russell, bass, Jeff Morton, drums.
Raindrops fall like voices murmuring in the lovely hall. Your last goodbye still echoes in their call. The sky is crying like I am, 'cause you've gone from me.
Say, dear, after I say I'm sorry, I wouldn't feel like I do. Oh, I was all wrong, but right or wrong, I don't blame you. Why should I take somebody like you and shame you? I know that I made you cry.
Marianne McCall, 1950 for Roost Records. The Sky is Crying, and What Can I Say, Dear, After I Say I'm Sorry. Red Rodney, trumpet, Earl Swope, trombone, Al Cohn, tenor saxophone, Jerry Mulligan, baritone saxophone, Al Higg, piano, Curly Russell, bass, Jeff Morton on the drums. I'd like to go out now with Tommy McLennan, M.C., C-L-E-N-N-O-N, playing his guitar and singing for you from 1940.
Come back to me. Sugar mama, sugar mama, won't you please come back to me? Bring me that dry lady, sugar. Sugar mama, he'll ease my misery. Like my coffee sweet in the morning. You know I'm crazy about that tea at night. Like my carpet's in the morning, I'm crazy about my tea tonight. Don't get my sugar 3 times a day, great Lord, I don't feel right. Now you've been bragging about your whiskey, now you've been bragging all over town. You've been bragging about your whiskey. You've been bragging, sweet mama, all over town. The boule won't sell enough sugar to make whiskey. Don't even say but about 4 or 5 pounds. Now, sugar mama, won't you please come back to me? Sugar mama, please come on back to me. Bring me that girl, lady, sugar. That ought to take to ease my misery. Now, sugar mama, you know you've been gone all day long. Sugar mama, you know you've been gone all day long. You've been doing something with my sugar. Ooh, Lord, now I know what's wrong. Now, sugar mama, now would you please come on back to me? Please come on back to me. You know I don't like nothing but my sugar, and that does take to ease my misery. skin is grown. She done got me to the place I hate to see my baby leave home. Now she leave me anymore. She don't come home tonight. You know it ain't right. It ain't because I love, I'm gonna be a dog. Don't think because I love you, I'm gonna be your dog. I'll drink muddy water and I'll loosen a hollow. But you stayed out all night long. Kitty Mae's a good looking woman, but she stays out all night long. Kitty Mae be doing something all along when you know it's wrong. You know I love you, Kitty Mae, and that's why we can't get along. Take your time. You don't need to hurry. You got all day to do it. You know I love you, Kitty Mae, and that's why we can't get along. Someday, yeah, you won't be sorry that you ever done poor Tommy wrong. I give you all my love, and Kitty Mae, what more can a poor man do? Take it down. Give you all my love, and Kitty Mae, what more can a poor man do? You're a sweet little girl, but I swear you won't be true. Now, can I do right now, baby? You won't do right yourself. Morning, dear. How can I do right now, kidding me? You won't do right yourself. Before you love me, baby, you want to love somebody else. Kitty Mae, she won't wash none. She won't starch my clothes. Yeah. Kitty Mae, she won't wash none. She won't starch and iron my clothes. What you do? Kitty Mae won't do nothing, oh, but walk the road. Yeah. don't love, some other man will. Got to love her with a feeling. Yeah. You got to love her with a feeling. Got to love her with a feeling. Oh, don't you love it up? Not no woman, no one. Don't hang waste up. Cause when you turn her loose, be sure she got enough. And just love her with a feeling. And just love her with a feeling. Yeah, you love her with a feeling. Oh, don't you love her up? Play the ball now. Yeah. Yeah. Yes, yes, yes. Now you know, baby, you ain't done me right. And when you come home, I'm gonna call a fuss and fight. Cause don't you love me when I feel it? I want you to love me when I feel it. I want you to love me when I feel that. No, you don't love it, oh. Mama told me, Papa Sonny cried. That way you got done, babe, won't take your life. But you got to love me when I feel it. Yeah. I got to love me when I feel it. You got to love me when I feel that. I don't you love it, oh. Back on bass, son. Yeah. Yeah. Yes, yeah. Just love me with a feeling. Just love me with the feeling. And just love me with the feeling. And just love me with the feeling. If you don't love me with a feeling, don't want you to love it all.
Tommy McLennan, December 1940 in Chicago for Bluebird Records. His guitar, his voice. New Sugar Mama, Down to Skin and Bones, Katie May Blues, and Love with a Feeling. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there.